we wanted to talk about Tainis Tzibur and then see how the concept of Tainis Tzibur relates to the Dalet Somos, one of which we'll commemorate later on this week, and that's the 17th of Tammuz. So let's begin with going through some of the psukim in Tanakh. The first two psukim relate to and perhaps are the source for a Tainis Tzibur. The Torah says in Dvarim Perek Dalet, Batzar lecha, when there's a tzara, mitzaucha, that finds the Jewish people, kol advarim ha'ele, bi'achris ayom v'shavta ad Hashem alokecha v'shamata b'kolo. So we have here a connection here between tzara and tshuva. And perhaps the unique aspect of tshuva that's being formulated here, as opposed to universal tshuva, is the requirement to seek out a sin, discover a sin, even though on nistaros l'Hashem alokeinu, but we have to find those nistaros as a response to tzara. And we're going to see in Mirtz Hashem how the Rambam develops this idea in a very, very embellished way. Next, we go to the source of Tainis Tzibur, and that is the Parshin Baloscha v'chisavo milchama bi'artzachem. We're at a war situation, obviously a crisis. Al atzar hatzor eschem. And the Torah commands us, v'harei osam bechatzotzros. This is the mitzvah of chatzotzros at an eist tzara like that of milchama. We'll come back to the psukim in Zechariah in just a moment, because Zechariah is addressing not the case of a contemporary situation that confounds and encounters the Jewish people, but rather the situation of the four somos that are kvuim, that are well established on certain calendar dates. Let's begin with the Rambam, which you'll see on page 2 of Yomar Makomos. The Rambam is at the very beginning of Hilchos Tainios, Mitzvah Asei Shel Torah, Lizok Ulahariya Bechatzotzos. The Rambam codifies what we saw in Parshas Baloscha, a mitzvah doraisa, counted in Taryag, of responding to a tzara, any tzara, asher tovo al atzibur. And the Rambam is going to delineate different kinds of situations of tzara, kigon batzores, v'dever, v'arbe, all sorts of plagues and attacks by animals and by locusts and so forth, kayotze b'zeh. And the Torah says in this case, za'aku aleim v'hareyu. There should be zaka and trua. And the Rambam quotes our pasuk, al atzar hatzor eschem v'ariyosam v'chatzotzros. If we fast forward for a moment, halacha dalim, midivrei sofrim lis'anos al kol tzara shetavu al atzibra churuchamu min ha-shamayim. The Rambam takes the halacha of chatzotros and za'aka and formulates an extension, if you will, of that mitzvah, midivrei sofrim mid'rabbanan, namely, tainios. What do we do during a tainis? Obviously we fast, we abstain from eating and drinking. What else is included in a tainis? We'll soon see. Basically, the paradigm of a tainis, and all tainis tzibur has to be modeled after that paradigm, is Yom HaKippur. On Yom HaKippurim, not only are we enjoined from Achil and Shasiya, but all five Inuyim. And therefore, the case of a Tainis Tzibur, insofar as it mirrors the vision of Yom HaKippurim, would also engender an Isur of Inui, and that's going to be codified by the Rambam here in Hilchos Tainios. We have two other dimensions of a Tainis Tzibur that should be mentioned. Besides the Isur Inui, we also have Isur Malacha. That's a surprising feature. A lot of people don't realize that a Tainis Tzibur is endowed with an Isur Malacha. And this you'll see in a pasuk in Yoel, which is on your page 1. Kidshu Tzom, sanctify the day of a fast. Kiru Atzara, call it a day of Atzara. Atzara means to gather in, to withhold from Malacha. And you'll take a look At the Gemara in Tainus on Daf Yud Beis, Omar Avchizda, Omar Av Yirmiya, Omar Kroa, Kidshu Tzom, Kiru Atzara, Isfus Kenim, Atzeres. Atzara is like Atzeres. Whenever we see the word Atzeres in the Torah, it means an Iser Moloch, Av Tainus, Aser Basias Moloch. So Tainus, therefore, is endowed not only with a prohibition against eating and drinking and all Inuyim, like that of Yom HaKippurim, but in addition, we have an Iser Molocha like that of Yom HaKippurim. Another dimension of a Tainus is an extra tefillah. And this you'll see in a number of sugyas in Shas. The Gemara tells us that on a Tainus Tzibur, we add a special tefillah, and that's called Tefillas Ne'ilah. It's not sufficient to daven the regular tefillos that apply the whole year round. On a Tainus Tzibur, we need Ne'ilah. The Gemara that I want to call to your attention, the sugya, which is perhaps the main sugya of today, is Psachim Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom of your page 1. And here the Gemara wants to know, what is the status of Tisha B'Av as a Tainus Tzibur? Does Tisha B'Av have all of the dinim of a Tainus Tzibur? Or is Tisha B'Av a separate category unto itself? Now, when we speak about Tisha B'Av, by way of introduction, what we're talking about is all four Tainios that form one indivisible unit. Tisha B'Av and Shmuel says, "Ein Tainus Tzibur bebavel el Tisha B'Av bilvad." When Chazal organize a Tainus Tzibur, let's say there's a Beis Din in a particular city, and they declare that this day is going to be designated as a Tainus Tzibur because of an impending calamity, Chas V'Shalom. So that applies in Eretz Yisrael. What about Bavel? So Shmuel seems to assume that the only concept of Tainus Tzibur that exists in Chutz Laretz is that of a Tisha B'Av kind of Tainus, a Tainus Kvua, what we call the Yomim HaKvuim. And the Gemara goes on to ask whether or not Shmuel equates Tisha B'Av with a Tainus Tzibur. One of the nafkaminis is what we call Ben HaShmashos. When does the Tainus begin? Does it begin with sunset, or does it begin with Seis HaKochavim? That's called Ben HaShmashos. L'meimer d'savr Shmuel Tisha B'Av Ben HaShmashos lo asur. And then the Gemara goes on to say, well, how do you know that even a Tainus Tzibur engenders an Isur Tainus in Ben HaShmashos? To make a long story short, this is a very complicated sugya, vacillating back and forth whether Shmuel maintains the analogy between Tisha B'Av and Tainus Tzibur, or does he not? But one thing is clear. Rabbi Yochanan, who's quoted towards the end of this sugya, he says that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainus Tzibur. The Gemara says, Tisha B'Av, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, ain't like a Tainus Tzibur. And what does that mean? So first the Gemara offers a suggestion as far as Bein HaShmashos is concerned, but then the Gemara says, Lo Limalacha. Limalacha means that although there's an Iser Malacha, a strict Iser Malacha, on a Tainus Tzibur, and that we saw in Yoel is derived from Atzeres, however, in the case of Tisha B'Av, there's no strict Iser Malacha. So the Gemara is not happy with Rabbi Yochanan's statement because this is already codified in a Mishnah. Makom shenagu shalol asos enosin, meaning the issue of Malach on Tisha B'Av is purely, completely a matter of Minog. So that we know. And then the Gemara adds another possibility, that what Rabbi Yochanan means to say is that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainus Tzibur with regard to Ne'ilah. So with regard to a Tainus Tzibur, a classical Tainus Tzibur, we have Ne'ilah, an extra tefillah, an additional prayer. We don't have it on Tisha B'Av. Now, I just want to point out to you that the Ramban has written an entire treatise on the laws of Avelus. This is called Toras HaAdam. It's published by Moshe Rav Kook on the Kisvei HaRamban. And there the Ramban when he discusses the four tzomos, and he raises the question of whether Lelo Kiyomo, in the case of Tisha B'Av, we know, like Yom Kippur, we begin the Tainis at night. What about the other three tzomos? And the Ramban invokes a sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Ches. According to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, there are different periods of time. There are basically three periods of time in which the Jewish people live in history. There's a time where there's no peace, and there's Milchama. There's a time where there's peace and there's no Milchama. And then there's a middle case where, although there's no peace, but there's no Milchama. And the Gemara establishes that in such a period of time, the Ace She'ein Shalom Ve'ein Milchama, it's up to the people whether or not they want to start the Tainus at night. And there were those who were knowing to start the Tainus at night. Our minig is not to start the Tainus at night, and therefore we postpone the fasting till the morning. But the Ramban is quite clear that although only with regard to Tisha B'Av do we maintain that tradition that we start at night, with regard to all the other tzomos that are all belonging to this one group, that means Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Teves and Shivas B'Tamuz, those have the same status as Bizman She'ein Shalom V'ein Melchama. That since there's no Melchama, we decide to postpone the Tainus till the morning. I just point out this Ramban because I want to emphasize that according to the Ramban, the four tzomos are actually indivisible. They belong to Mikshachas. And even though we're more strict about Tisha B'Av, but those laws should apply to the other three tzomos as well. Any chumrah that we find in Tisha B'Av, for example, Lelo Kiyomo, should automatically apply to the other three tzomos. Now let's look at the source for the four tzomos that form this one entity. If you take a look in the parasha in Zechariah Perek Ches, which is the fourth source on your page, he speaks about the tzomos of Revi, Chamishi, Shvi, and Asiri. And if you start from Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Tzom Revi is Shavasu B'Tammuz, Tzom Chamishi is Tisha B'Av, Tzom HaShvi is Tzom Gedalia, and Tzom HaSiri is Asar B'Teves. And Zechariah Baruch Hashem prophesizes that these 4 days of fasting will become days of Sason and Simcha at the end of time. If you turn the clock back to Zechariah Perek Zayin, there when he speaks about Tisha B'Av, which again Tisha B'Av is the archetype of these 4 tzomos, he speaks about ha'evkeh b'chomesh ha'chodesh ha'chamishi, meaning the fast of the 5th month, which is Av, is b'chiyah, it's crying. And we understand from this that the story of the Tisha B'Av tzomos is a story of b'chiyah, of crying. So the question that we want to call to our attention is, why is Tainis Tzibur what it is, and it has all these dimensions, including an Isur Melacha and a Tfilas Ne'ilah? Why is it that Tisha B'Av, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we'll see how that's brought down in the Rambam, Tisha B'Av lacks both of these elements, meaning Isur Melacha and Ne'ilah? We don't find Ne'ilah or Isur Melacha on Tisha B'Av. And if you take a look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tainios, when he discusses the mitzvah of Tainis Tzibur, and he codifies the halacha of Isur Melacha, he only has it in the first perek. What happens in the 5th perek, which you'll see on the bottom of your page 2, there the Rambam says Yesh Sham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Misanabem Ibnei Atzara She'iru Bahem, and here the Rambam in Halacha Bey says V'Eluhem. He delineates the 4 tzomos that we saw in Zechariah: Yom Shlishi B'Tishrei, Yom Asiri B'Teves, Shivasar B'Tamuz, Chamisha Dvarim Iru Bo, etc. The 5 things that happen on Shivasar B'Tamuz, and finally Tisha B'Av. And in Halacha Dalid, he tells you that these four tzomos are mefurashim bekabbalah. They're explicit, they're outspoken in the Navi. And where is that? In Zechariah Perek Ches, as we saw earlier. Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChemishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaAsiri. And the Rambam goes through all of this. Here in Perek Hey, Mehilchas Tainios, the Rambam omits mention of Atzeres, meaning Isur Malacha, and Tfilas Le'ilah. And this is something that we have to rack our brains to figure out why. Why is there a difference, a contrast between Tainis Tzibur, which is inaugurated by the Beis Din when there's an impending doom, and it has both elements of Tfilas Ne'ilah and Isur Malacha, as opposed to our fast days, which are set in our calendars, the 4 days, which have no Isur Malacha, nor Tfilas Ne'ilah. So we want to get a grasp. What I want to do now is try to get a vision of what a Tainis Tzibur is and what's its goal. We saw in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainios, the Rambam says that the mitzvah saseh ben haTorah is za'aka and the mitzvah midrabanan is Tainis. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel of Perek Aleph, which you'll see towards the bottom of your page 2, says the following: B'chol yom tainis shegozim al tzibur mipnei atzoros. We mentioned before that the Rambam dedicates the first chapter of Hilchos Tainios to a fast day that was established because of a chas v'shalom, a catastrophe situation, some very great sorrow. Is how do we divide up the day? The Rambam has here in Halacha Yud Zayin what I call a seder ayom. He does this in Hilchos Shabbos with regard to Shabbos. He does it in Hilchos Yontif with regard to Yontif. And here in Hilchos Tainis, at the very beginning of Hilchos Tainis, he does it with regard to a Tainis. Now, just to give you the background to this Rambam about the Seder Ayom, we're going to look at the Gemara Megillah on your page 3. And the Gemara Megillah on Daf Lamed, which is addressing all the days of Kriyas HaTorah, and establishes that on Mondays and Thursdays we read from the upcoming Parshas HaShavua. On Tainios, we skip the Parshas HaShavua. It doesn't, we lame, but not the Parshas HaShavua. And the Gemara asks why. But Tainios lomali hafsaka. Hafsaka is Parshios, and that's why we make a hefsek in the Parsha, and we don't read the Parsha. Says the Gemara, Likre mitzafra binyani diyoma, even though you have a problem because on a tainis you have to read something about a tainis, a parsha of the tainis. This is part of the kiyum tainis, is to read the parsha of tainis. So if that's your issue, why don't you read shachris time binyani diyoma, that which is relevant to the tainis? Ube mincha, I'm sorry, my mistake. The Gemara says the following: why not read Minyani Diyoma, meaning the Parshas HaShavua in Shachris, pardon my error before, and Mincha B'Tanisa, and at Mincha time we'll lane the Parsha that's relevant to Tainis, Parshas Kitisa, the Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, etc. So the Gemara says no. Shachris, we have no time for Kriyas HaTorah. Shachris is dedicated to another mitzvah on a Tainis. And what is that? Messiah Leila Rav Huna, Diyomer Rav Huna, Mitzafra, what do we do during the day? Kinufya. The morning hours of a Tainis are dedicated exclusively to Kinufya. Kinufya literally means to assemble the people. And the Gemara goes on in the name of Abai to set up the entire schedule of a Tainis day. Mitzafra, Lepalga Diyoma, from the morning until noon. Ma'ininan b'mila d'masa. We have to look at the behavior of the local inhabitants of this particular city. Mipalga d'yoma l'panya, and then the second half of the day, from noon until dusk, we spend a quarter of the day we split it into two parts, that second half. One quarter is spent on Kriyas HaTorah and reading the Maftir. Urevia Dioma, and the Tainis Tzibur perhaps reaches its apex in the last quarter of the day. Bo Rachme, when we dedicate ourselves to prayer. Shenemar, and the Gemara Rav Huna derives this entire Seder Ayom from a parsha in Nach, in Sefer Ezra Nechemiah, and there it's recorded that on the great fast day, Vayikru b'Sefer Torah Hashem Elokeichem b'Revius Ayom u'Revius Misvadim u'Mishtachve. So now we can integrate Tefillah in the fourth quarter with Vidui. In other words, the fourth quarter is dedicated to bring to fruition that which we discovered and revealed during the morning hours. The morning hours, as you remember, were dedicated to Kinufya. The Rambam elaborates on what Kinufya is all about. Let's go back to the Rambam on page 2. Perek Aleph Aleph Yitzayin Uchaz Tainios. Says the Rambam, Bezdin Vaskenim Yoshvim Bebeis HaKnesses. The elders of the city and the judges thereof will sit in the Beis HaKnesses. Ubokim al maise ansheir, and they investigate the behavior of the members of the community. From what time? From Tefillah Shacharis until Chatzi Yom. And they have to decide as a Bezdin how they can remove all these impediments and barriers that are causing sin. Once they've identified the sin, then they need to, in an executive capacity, to implement all the necessary steps that would prevent the people from falling prey to the same Yetzer Hara and violating the same sins. Umazhirin v'darshin, and we warn the people, we scare them, we give drushas, and we destroy the arms of the Bali Zroa, who are oppressing the people, they're overcharging them. V'chayotze b'dvarmi. Ulechatzi ayom v'la erev, revi ayom korin brachas klolos, and finally revi ayom ha'achro mispaulim mincha mischadinim v'zarkim u'misvadim kifi kocha. What we see here clearly is that according to the Rambam, the day of Tainis has to be dedicated to tshuva. Again, we're not talking about the classical tshuva of the whole year round. Here we're talking about a specific chiyuv, an obligation to look for sin. Because the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, Davar Zeh, meaning the idea of Tainis, the central motif of Za'ok on Tainis, is Midakei HaTshuva. The Mitzvah Sayom is Tshuva, says the Rambam. Bizman Shetovu Tzara V'Yizaku Alev Yoriu Yedu Akol Shebiglal Ma'aseim Aroim Hurolehem. This is not coincidence. The terrible things that are happening to the Jewish community now are as a result of sin. And therefore, if they do the proper tshuva and the tshuva is accepted, that's when Hashem will allow the removal of all these impediments and all these mazikim and all these tzaras. Aval im lo yizaku v'lo yariu el yomu dover zevi minig olam yiralanu. These are natural events. There's nothing special. Vitzara Zu and the terrible things that are happening, Mikra Nikres, they were purely by chance. Harezed Derech Hachzorius, Rogo Remeslem, Lidovik Masim Aroim, Vitosif Tzara Tzoris, etc. The Rambam has very harsh things to say about a response of this sort, that it's all coincidental, it's all part of the natural universe. No, we don't believe that. It's all a result of sin, and the only way of rectifying and the situation, protecting ourselves from the terrible calamity that's impending, is to do tshuva. And tshuva here, as we saw before, means that Beis Din and the Kedem are sitting and they're analyzing and they're introspecting and they're trying to figure out what could be the chatoim, and then come up with a practical plan. Eich lahasir hamichsholos, how to remove all the temptations that are leading to that sin. Basically, in a word, Tainis Tzibur is a day of tshuva. It's a day of vidui. It's a day of bakoshas kapora. We don't have time for malacha. We have to dedicate ourselves full time on this day, 24/7, to tshuva, to rectify our acts. And therefore, since tefillah and prayer becomes an essential component in bakoshas kapora, therefore tefillah has to be exaggerated or expanded, if you will, on a day of fast. And just like Yom HaKippur has ne'ilah, because we're asking Hashem for kapora, and that's why Atanos and Yalla Poshim and all the other parts of the Tefillah's ne'ilah, so too we have to recite ne'ilah on a Tainis Tzibur. Because the Tainis Tzibur, as a result of Tzara, is a message to the people of Israel that we really have to do something immediately. Okay. Tainis Tzibur is meant to awaken us, as the Rambam says, Vizaku with Za'aka and with Trua and Chatzotzros, we are asking the people to acknowledge that Hakol Biglal Maaseh Maroyim, and it's time to do tshuva now, and to search and seek out what the faults are, and to establish Gedarim, fences around the Torah, to see to it that we won't violate the same Averis again and again, Chas V'Shalom. This is what a Tainis Tzibur is all about. I once heard from the Rav Zichron Levracha that the Rambam Shita is that a Tainis Shos, which is a meaningful Tainis, would only make sense if the last part of the day was Bitzom. You cannot accept, according to Rambam, Bitzom in the morning that doesn't, shall we say, culminate in fasting in the afternoon. And the reason for the afternoon being so important, said the Rav, is because if you remember the Gemara Megillah, the afternoon is the time in which we do tshuva. So that's the essence of the fast. That's the vision of a Tainis Tzibur. What about the four Tzomos Kvun? As we said at the outset, we saw that the din of Tainis Tzibur with regard to the Tzomos Kvuim is not full of all the embellishments of a Tainis Tzibur. It's lacking a number of elements that exist with regard to a Tainis Tzibur. And what's that all about? So I want you to take a look now, after the first four pages, which are a collection of sources, I want you to look at a few pages from a very, very long essay by Rav Soloveitchik, by my Rebbe, in Shiurim Lezecha B'Mori. And he says the following, I underlined it, it's in the third paragraph, it says, Yom Tainis al Yidei Gzeres HaTzibur Hu Kiyum Shel Za'aka Lifnei Hashem Al Pi HaParsha Shel V'Chitovo Milchama V'Yartzachem Al HaTzor HaTzor Eschem V'Ariyosem V'Chatzotzros, etc. This mitzvah tells us that Tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, engenders a Chiyuv Za'aka. And the very essence of our obligation on a fast day is Za'aka. We cry out to Hashem, we blow the Chatzotzros. Tainis, fasting, is simply another expression of the same idea of Za'aka. And I want you to now turn to page Peivav. Here, the Rav points out that if you want to know what Za'aka is all about and what it's meant to awaken within us, then what you really have to know is the Gemara in Megillah about Isur Malacha. And the Gemara there establishes that the reason why we don't have time to read the Torah in the Parashas HaShavu and Yoni Diyom in the morning in Shachar's time is because Shachar's time is dedicated to Kenufia, to Bedikas Avonos. And here I want you to fast forward to page Pei Ches. And there you'll see something very important. The Rav, in the paragraph that starts Bakashas Kapara, identifies Za'aka with praying for Kapara. That's what Za'aka is all about. And the source for that is in Dvarim Perek Dalet that we saw at the very beginning of the Shia. But Tzalucha Metzuka called Dvarim Eilubachas Hayomim. If any of these things happen, these terrible things will befall you at the end of the days. V'shavto ad Hashem Elokecha. You have to do tshuva. So kapara and tshuva are essential to a tainis tzibur. In that sense, a tainis tzibur, as we said at the outset, is a mirror image of Yom HaKippurim. And it makes absolute sense now that we add a tefillas ne'ilah on a tainis tzibur in the same way that we do on Yom HaKippurim. Basically, a tainis tzibur is modeled after Yom Kippur. So again, what Tainus is doing is, and Issa Malach, and all the dimensions of the Kiyum of Tainus Tzibur, of the Niyugur of Tainus Tzibur, is to bring us to the state of Bakasha, of doing tshuva and asking Hashem for kapar. And that's the pasuk that we began with, in Dvarim Daf Dalet, Batzalcha Metzaucha Kol Advarim Eila, when all these terrible calamities befall the Jewish people, V'shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha, we have to do tshuva. And part of that tshuva is to dedicate the morning hours through the Zekanim and the Batei Din and the judges to investigate and scrutinize the actions of the Jewish people and determine where is the source of sin and work to rectify that immediately. All that is as far as the Tainus Tzibur is concerned. Because, as we said of a contemporary Tzara, what about the Dalet Zomos? For sure there's an element of tshuva in the Dalet Zomos. I mean, that's undeniable. If you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Hey, Mehilchos Tainios, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Yesham yomim shekol yisom es anem b'mnei atzoros she'iru b'hem kidei la'or ha'levavos l'toach darkei tshuva. So he's got la'or ha'levavos to awaken the hearts and to open with the ways of tshuva. So there's definitely, undeniably, an expression of tshuva. Tshuva definitely is related to a tainus in the case of Tisha B'Av, etc. But says Rav Soloveitchik, that mitzvah of tshuva, although it defines the essence of a tainis tzibur, and that's what Za'aka is meant to lead us to, that's not found in the Dalet Zomos. There's a relationship to tshuva. Please don't understand. It's an associate relationship. It's a secondary relationship. But that's not what the mitzvah, the kishkis, or the essence of the Arba Zomos is not tshuva. There are elements of tshuva, but that's not its essence. What is the very essence of fasting these 4 days that are kvuim dibrei kabbalah? Says the Rav, arba hatzomos ein kinuf yinoheges. There is no special chiyuv of tshuva on Tisha B'Av, and therefore there's no kinufya. We're not going to set it up in such a way that on Tisha B'Av we're scrutinizing our actions. We're looking introspectively to discover our hidden sins and the causes, the roots of sin. That doesn't reflect the chiyuv, the fundamental responsibility and mandate of the four tzomos, the head of which is Tisha B'Av. He says, the arba tzomos hatzora she'ira lavoseinu mechadeshes b'nigud l'chovat tshuva chalos shem avelus. The name of the day is avelus, is mourning. And that, my friends, relates to what we saw in Zechariah Perek Zayin, who says, ha'efke b'chodesh ha'chamishi. He defines the essence of Tisha B'Av as bechia, not tshuva, but bechia. And this stands in contrast to the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Zayin that we saw before, that on Entitus Sivur, that's when we're involved in Bedikas Maisei Ha'ir, in Tshuva. But the Rambam doesn't reiterate that in Perek Hey when he speaks about the four Tzomos. Apparently the Rambam drops the ball on Bedikas Avonos with regard to the four Tzomos. Why does he do so? And the answer is because Kinufya is not relevant to the Arba Tzomos. Perhaps we could say it in this way. Hatzara she'iro lavosenu mechadeshes binigud lechovas tshuva miuchedes ulchalos shem kapora bitzumo shel yom akshur v'taynis and exeris al yidei bezdin chalos shem avelus v'ataynis hi kiyum za'aka shel avelus. The mitzvah of a fast is only one, and that is tshuva. I'm sorry, what did I say? I'm going back from Tainus Tzivu to the fourth Tzomos, back and forth, so make sure I get this right. So again, let's answer the following two questions. What's the essence of a Tainus Tzivu? What's the essence of the Arba Tzomos Kvud? In the case of a Tainus Tzivu, the day itself is a day of tshuva, of Bedikas Avonos. It's a day of Bakoshas Kapora. That is the special tshuva, the special Chovas tshuva of Tainus Tzibur, the paradigm of which is Yom HaKippurim, and it requires of us, it imposes upon us an obligation to check our actions and reveal the sins, and then work to rectify them, to uproot them through tshuva, and then ask Hashem for Kapora. Not so in the case of the Arba Tzomos, says Rav Soloveitchik. There the Tzara, which gives birth to these four calendar dates and fast days, is not primarily a Chovas Tshuva, although we said that the Tainus is related to Tshuva, but no. The Chal Shem Avelus is the essence of the day. The Tainus is the Kiyum of Avelus. Now that's a Pella. Where do we find an Avelus in the laws of mourning, a Halacha of Tainus? So that's what the Rav is going to base himself on, a Gemara in Tainus at the end of the Masechta Chlamet in the next paragraph, after he quotes the Parsha in Zechariah, who says, Ha'ev ke b'chodesh ha'chamishi, that these days are days of Bechia, and therefore he commands the Am and the Kohanim, Samtem usfod b'chamishi, hesped. It's a national calamity in which we lost our Beis HaMikdash, we lost our land of Israel, we went into exile. That's called Bechi VeHesped. That's the key of the Dalet Tzomos. That's the way Za'aka reflects itself on these days in Avelus and in Hesped and Bechi. And you can see an equation between Avelus and Tisha B'Av in the Braisa quoted in Tainus Daf Lamed, which is on the end of your page. Tana Rabbanan, kol mitzvos ha-nogos bi-avel, nogos b'tisha b'av. Basically, we're borrowing from Avelus and copying and pasting it onto Tisha B'Av. Not like the case of a Tainus Tzibur, where we borrowed everything from Yom HaKippurim, because the day of a Tainus Tzibur is a day of Bakoshas Kippurim, but rather from Avelus, and therefore Tainus of Tisha B'Av has within it the Isra Achilus Shasil and all the Isra and Inui of Sicha Nilas Asandal Tashamita. The Isra of Limud Torah that applies to an Avel is going to also apply in Tisha B'Av, and therefore Hani Ein Nogim the Avel. The Braisa includes Achil and Shasiyah within Isurei Avel. When the Braisa establishes that all the mitzvahs that are Nogos be Avel and Nogos be Tishuvah, it mentions the Isra Achil and Shasiyah. That means Isra Achil and Shasiyah is clearly, explicitly an Isra Avel. So where do we find in Avelus and Yisra'a Achilu and Shasiya? On the contrary, the first thing that the Avelim do when they come into the Beis Ovel is they're served a meal, a Sudas Havra. So the Rav says a Chiddushia. And this on the bottom of your page, Peiches, he says the following. That there are two categories of Avelus. There's a category of Avelus which is incumbent on the Yachid, on the individual, and then there's Avelus of the entire Tzibur. For example, he says, the Gemara in Tainis, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, with regard to an Avel, permits the Avel to wash his hands and his feet in cold water. But with regard to Tisha B'Av, the Sugya Psachim that we began with on Daf Nun Dalet establishes that even your finger, Lahoshen Etzbov Amayim, is Aser on Tisha B'Av. And that's how the Rambam codifies it. It means that although there's an Iser of Sicha and Rechitza and the like, an Iser Inui during Avelus, that same Iser Inui, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, is even more strict. It takes on dimensions of its own. The Avelus of Tisha B'Av is even more profound to some extent, more intense than the Avelus for someone, Rachmana Litzlan, who lost one of his close relatives. Because here we're dealing with the Avelus of the Tzibur, and that's very, very intense. The Avelus of the Tzibur engenders Isurei Inui, and Achilu and Shasiya now come under an Isurei Inui with very strict laws about when the Isurei Inui apply. The Machayev of Isurei Rechitza on Tisha B'Av is Avelus, and therefore, once there's Avelus, there's also a din of Inui, and Tisha B'Av requires Avelus with the entire kit and caboodle, Achil and Shasiya, all the Inui we have to avoid, and in a very intense way. Even including Lahoshit Etzbo Bamai. And in the next paragraph, he says, Gam Shart Somos, Yeshlem Din Avelus. Zechariah Novi, as we saw, puts all of the four tzomos together in one package. However, somehow, with regard to the other tzomos, Chazal allowed a more lenient kiyum of Avelus through Tainus alone. And the Surei Inui, which should logically apply to all four tzomos, was lifted. But the Iser Tainus as a kiyum of Avelus remains intact. Says the Rav, and here's where we want to wrap it up, on the bottom of page Peites. Now we can begin to understand why it is that Ne'ilah is left out in the Tzomos for Churban Abayis, in the four Tzomos Kvuin. Ne'ilah is a kiyum of Za'aka, but that's the Za'aka of a Tainus Tzibur. That's the Za'aka of Tshuva and Kapara and the special unique obligation incumbent upon the Tzibur to do Tshuva. Batzar lecha mitzu'uncha v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. All of the Nusach of Ne'ilah revolves around Bakoshas Kapara and Tshuva. Atenosen Yad LaPoshim Yimincha Pshut LeKabel Shavim. These were established on Yom HaKippurim and on a Tainus Tzibur because of a Tzara. These form a Kiyum of Za'aka in which we ask Hashem to stretch out His arm, Kaviyochol, and accept us back. Tisha B'Av is made up of a different substance. Its essence is not Tshuva and Za'aka, but Avelus. And therefore, for example, the minhag in Klal Yisrael is to omit Tiskabel in Kaddish. Because of the Halach of Sosam Tfilasi, which is derived from Eicha, when you're in a state of Avelus, there's really no Tfilah. And therefore, all the normal Piyutim and Slichot that would apply to Yom HaKippurim will not find expression on Tisha B'Av because it's Sosam Tfilasi, even Tiskabel in Kaddish is left out. And for sure, we're not going to add extra tefillos on a day which is sasam tefilasi, where Hashem Kaviyachal closes his ears from tefillah, and therefore ain ne'ilah no heges b'tishavah. And finally, what about Isur Malacha? The Rav says in the very last paragraph, Madua ein Isur Malacha noeg b'tishvav like it does in Shaar Tainios Tzibur? The answer is that this Isur is meant to facilitate Bedikas Averis, the Kenufia aspect. Because in the very same Pasuk that we saw in Yoel, Kidshu Tzom Kiru Atzara, which means Isur Malacha on its own, Isvu Zakenim. What's the Isvu Zakenim? That's the mitzvah of Kenufia, Bedikas Averos. And therefore, the concept of Isur Malacha is meant to facilitate tshuva and Bedikas Averos. Like the Gemara says in Tainis Yud Beis that we saw earlier, Katzeres, Mahatzeres, Osur Basiyas Malacha, Af Tainis Sibur, Osur Basiyas Malacha. A Tainis Sibur has to be invested in Isur Malacha because we have to dedicate ourselves single-mindedly to Bakashas Averos and Tshuva and Kapara and Bakashas Kapara. Masha'en came with regard to Tisha B'Av, where there's no din of Kenufia, we don't gather together to start scrutinizing the actions of the people and be ma'or them to Tshuva. That's not Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the day of Avelus. And therefore, the Isur Malacha, which is meant to facilitate Bedikas Averis and Kapara, is not applicable to the fast of Tisha B'Av, and for sure not to the other three fasts of Avelus. In this light, we can really analyze the Rambam in Perek Aleph Milchus Tainius, compare and contrast Perek Hey Milchus Tainius. Perek Aleph is dedicated to the concept of a Tainius Tzibur, I'll call Tzar Shalot Tova, Batzalucha, etc. It's dedicated to Tshuva and Bakashas Kapara. Perek Hei, the Rambam dedicates to the four Tzomos that were instituted primarily as days of Avelus, of Bechia, as we saw in Yoel. And we should be Zochem, Mirtz Hashem, to Mekamil, these Tainios. One of them is coming up around the bend, Shivas Batamuz. The Rambam says that five terrible things occurred on Shavuos v'Tammuz, and therefore we're grieving and mourning over those events. And Emir Hashem, as Zechariah Novi said, those somos should be transformed into days of simcha and sasam. Let's just read the pasuk inside. It's so beautifully formulated by Zechariah Novi. He says, Kolam Hashem Tzvakos, Tzomar Aviv, Tzomar Chamishi, Tzomar Shvi, Tzomar Sir, Yil, Beis Yehuda, L'Sasan, L'Simcha, L'Ma'adim Tovim, V'Emes, V'Asholom, Ahavu, Kein Yiratzon. Amen. I thank you.